You're listening to the BBC, coming to you live from London. I'm Razia Iqbal, and this is NewsHour. Three American students have been shot dead at a residential complex of University of North Carolina, and a suspect has been arrested over the incident. Chapel Hill police told local news outlets that Craig Stephen Hicks, who's 46, was arrested and charged with killing the students, all of whom were Muslims. He's being held at the Durham County Jail. Residents of the area where the shooting took place were understandably shocked. Kristen Bolling is among them.
I'm kind of in shock. I'm really confused, and I have been since 5:30. It's kind of just turned the neighborhood upside down.
Well, let's speak to Rebecca Martinez from our partner station WUNC in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, who take our program NewsHour. Welcome to NewsHour. Tell us what you know about what's taken place today.
Well, there hasn't been much information from police, but as you know, a gunman shot and killed three young Muslims Tuesday night. It's in a quiet neighborhood about 3 miles east of the University of North Carolina. And as you know, he is in police custody.
And the three people who were killed were all students at the university?
Well, they were all young people, and it was really tragic. Dea Barakat was 23 years old, and he was a second-year student at the UNC Dentistry School. His wife, Yusr Muhammad, was 21, and they had been married less than 2 months at the time of the shooting. She was planning to go back to dental school next year. Her sister, Razan Muhammad Abu Salah, was 19, and she was a student at NC State University in Raleigh, about a half hour away.
As you say, there's not a great deal of information. The police haven't said much other than release the identity of the man who shot these three people. What more do we know, if anything, about the motive?
Well, there's been a lot of speculation on social media of this being a hate crime against the three young Muslims. The Washington-based Council for American Islamic Relations has called for an investigation into the incident as a hate crime. However, 15 minutes ago, Chapel Hill police released the initial findings of their sort of preliminary investigation, claiming that this was more about a dispute over parking in the neighborhood.
That's very interesting. As you say, there's been an awful lot of speculation on social media, specifically about the fact that there hasn't been a great deal of news coverage of this story.
Well, I mean, it's difficult when we're limited to details that are coming officially from the police. There is a lot of anger and shock on social media, but unfortunately not a large number of facts. I am told that Craig Hicks is cooperating with the police and investigators, so I expect the investigation to continue, and I suppose that media outlets will have much more information to report in the days to come.
Rebecca Martinez from our partner station WUNC in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, joining us live. Thanks.